First, tell us about Guy Tozzoli, the former Port Authority executive who oversaw the construction of the Twin Towers back in the 70s. The year before he retired from the agency, as you report, a contract was struck that gave his group the naming rights. Tell us more about that deal.
Sure. So Guy Tozzoli was a longtime executive at the Port Authority who achieved a level of fame for overseeing construction of the World Trade Center. And back in the late 70s, he had gotten involved with a movement to create more World Trade Centers around the world. And it achieved some early success and got support from the Port Authority. And as he retired, he and some executives arranged a deal where he would get the naming rights to World Trade Center to license to other centers around the world.
And who authorized the deal?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery at this point. I have the document. A lot of documents were destroyed in the terrorist attacks. But one of the things that the Port Authority recently said in response to the story is, we're going to take a look at how this came about and where the organization is today. I think some of the political leadership at the Port Authority, which, you know, obviously wasn't in power in the mid-1980s, was a little surprised that they were paying $10,000 a year to name the building's World Trade Center. And, of course, now the issue has arisen because the Port Authority wants to sell World Trade Center merchandise, but they would have to pay royalties or give this association something else in return.
Now, Guy Tozzoli died earlier this year at the age of 90, and he made millions of dollars mostly by licensing that World Trade Center name across the world. How exactly does that licensing work?
So the license is purchased through the association, and it's sold to, you know, private building owners around the world, or sometimes there are public-private partnerships. But initially, a licensee pays $200,000 for rights to the name, and then after that, $10,000 a year to maintain that name.
And you mentioned that the World Trade Center here in New York is in the Port Authority is in negotiations with Tozzoli's group to get the name for merchandising as the new World Trade Center is going to be opening. What exactly is the group asking for in exchange?
Well, one of the things that's been proposed is about 9,000 square feet of rent-free office space in one of the new towers that the Port Authority is financing. And that has a value of about $500,000 a year. So in the Port Authority's position, I mean, they recently raised tolls on bridges and tunnels, remember. They're in a time period where they're looking for other alternate sources of revenue. And so this licensing agreement is kind of a roadblock to selling the merchandise and getting about $25 million a year is what they're estimating they could get from selling merchandise.
And how much will Tozzoli's group be getting for the rights from the New York City World Trade Center?
Well, they're in negotiations now, and so if the Port Authority were to agree to give them office space, that would be worth about $585,000 a year at the going rate. But of course, they're still in the middle of negotiations. Both sides are being mostly tight-lipped about where those stand. Although the latest comments from the Port Authority is, we're going to have to take a look at this organization and see whether their mission fits with the mission of the Port Authority. And I think the question at the Port Authority is, should we be subsidizing a company that or nonprofit that has moved somewhat into real estate marketing?
Right. And just to briefly wrap up, you know, you spoke to officials of World Trade Centers in several countries. What does that name mean to them? Has it been tarnished since 9/11?
Well, the organization has definitely moved more into real estate marketing. That's clear. On the website of the association, it's advertised as a name that can bring increased rents to landlords and also increase occupancy. So there's an element of marketing now with this association and with the use of the name. And some are questioning whether that's a deviation from the original mission that Tozzoli had and the Port Authority embraced back in the 80s.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Boberg covers the Port Authority for the Record of Bergen County.